need someone.
Welcome back to the Evan Bray Show. I am Tamara Cherry in for Evan. Well, food insecurity continues to affect families right across Saskatchewan, including children who may not always have reliable access to nutritious food. One Saskatoon organization is working to address that issue while also rescuing good food that might otherwise go to waste. Food Bridge Alliance is hosting its Food Bridge Volley Fest fundraiser on Saturday, August 15th. With a day of volleyball, prizes, raffles, and community involvement. Joining us now is the organization's co-founder and president, Angie Collingworth. Angie, so lovely to meet you. You got into this work because you were volunteering in a school, right? And you saw a need. Can you bring me back to that? Your organization's been around for about 4 years, but for people who aren't aware of it, just kind of bring us back to the beginning and what need it was that you wanted to fill.
Sure. Thanks for having us on. I left my job and I started volunteering in schools, helping out reading with kids and helping them with math and all that kind of stuff. And just noticing a lot of kids, hard to say, sort of food driven because they're like, they don't want to do anything. They're hungry. They're not engaged in the schoolwork. And so we started realizing that maybe there's something we can do there. And there's lots of programs in schools that have lunch programs and breakfast programs, but sometimes that might be the only food that kids are getting consistently outside of school. Mm. So we thought, let's put in a pantry program so families have access to food outside of school hours. They can take it home and then they can have meals. So we do build meal kits as well. Mm. And then they have like a meal they can make for the day or for that day or for that week, whatever they need. And it's just an essential location for families to access. They don't have to worry about getting there at certain times. Their kids are there every day. We can send it home with their kids at the end of the day.
Wow. That's amazing. So the kids would, how does it work? Do the families send a message to a teacher and asking for it, or do the kids just get it, or do sometimes the families, the parents come in and take from this pantry?
Yeah, so we actually now have a sign up, so families will sign up and they can sign up. They can get a weekly donation, a biweekly, a monthly, or they can as needed, and then they can just let someone know. And then every week we have a day after we do a pickup for rescuing. And then we send food home with those families. So sometimes the kids will take them home when they go home, or the families will come in and pick them up or pick it up when they drop their kids off. Like it's very, it really helped with the families working around their schedules and how they're able to get that food to their homes.
If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Angie Collingworth, who is the co-founder and president of the Food Bridge Alliance in Saskatoon. And Angie, I know we were just chatting offline and you're dream is to get this program into every school in Saskatchewan. Right now you're in one school, is that right?
Nope, we're in two now.
Okay, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so, but it speaks to the importance of fundraising for this sort of initiative because this stuff does not come out of thin air. What is the Food Bridge Volley Fest and what can people expect from the event?
Okay, well, this is our very first one, so it's our inaugural event. It's just going to be a day of mixed beach volleyball. So there will be a competition. We have some wonderful prizes. Actually, we have tons of prizes. Everybody might walk away with something. We have so much stuff. We've had really great support from our community partners and everybody around. We've got a great grand prize for our winners of the tournament. And yeah, it's just a day. We've also got beach games going on. So there will be little prizes. I think we're going to give prizes away every hour. Like it's just, there's a lot going on and we're going to raise money for our van campaign. We want to get out to more than two schools. We want to start growing more and we need a better vehicle in order to do that.
It sounds like you're going to be Oprah here at the Food Bridge Volley Fest. You get a prize. You get a prize. You get a prize.
Yes.
Okay. Talk to me about, you touched on this earlier when you were talking about the volunteer work that you did in schools that prompted the founding of your organization. But talk to me about why food insecurity among elementary school students is such an important issue. I know when I'm getting, like I was just talking to Belton Johnson, Angie, and yep. I'm getting hangry listening to his recipes. I can't imagine sitting with an empty tummy in school or going home and maybe not having my next meal until I come back to school and benefit from the breakfast program.
Yeah. Yeah. just noticing how kids, like, how engaged they are and how much are people really, how much are we doing when we are really hungry? That's almost the only thing you can think about. And so realizing that these kids need something to, so that they can engage in school and have a better education. And I know there's a lot of studies, I can't cite anything right now, but there are a lot of studies going on that it is a big factor in how well somebody can do mm-hmm. in school. Mm-hmm. And so trying to bring these kids up and bring them out of circumstances and even the whole family. Like, and we also have a lot of families who are new to Canada and they're struggling. The parents are working four jobs and mm-hmm. they still can't make ends meet because the cost of groceries is wild.
Oh yeah. We're talking about that on this show all the time.
Yeah.
Tell me about how Food Bridge Alliance helps rescue food that would otherwise go to waste, Angie.
Yes, so we work with a great organization called Second Harvest, and they partner, or they basically link everybody up. So they link organizations up with grocery stores, restaurants, local producers. So food that would get thrown away because they need to get off the shelves or it's close to going bad. And it used to get thrown away, and now Second Harvest connects those people with, or those organizations with charities like ours, to come in and rescue that food and take it and turn it around and send that off to families. So instead of it going to the landfill, so we're reducing greenhouse gas emissions and water usage by saving this food, and then we're helping people with food insecurity by doing that.
I just love the work that you're doing, Angie. Like, what an incredible example of people seeing a need in a community and filling that need. But now it is up to the community to support your organization, as so many sponsors have with this event coming up later this month. Food Bridge Volley Fest, do people just show up, Angie? Do they need to register for it ahead of time? What should people do?
Yeah, so you can register ahead of time if you want to put in a team. You can go to our website at foodbridgealliance.ca. You can follow us on Instagram at foodbridgealliance. You can message us and let us know. We can send you the link to register your team, but everything's on our website or a link through our Instagram page. Then you can register through there.
And you said you've got so many prizes. You don't even need to be a star athlete to do this, I'm guessing.
You do not. Yeah, where there is a lot of great prizes. It's going to be a lot of fun. And you get a burger lunch with it. And yeah.
That's wonderful. Should people be bringing, like, food donations to this sort of thing? Will that be there as well?
They are more than welcome to, yes. Like, we haven't really advertised that we are going to, but you are more than welcome to bring food donations. Or if you want to make a food donation, you can just email us at info@foodbridgealliance.ca and we can set something up with you. We have a couple of spots left for sponsorship if anybody's interested in that as well.
Okay. And just very quickly, we're almost at the end of the clock here, but sure. If people are going to bring us food donation, what would you like for them to bring? What's most needed?
Well, pantry staples, peanut butter, crackers, soup, anything, yeah, shelf stable stuff, or baking ingredients like flour, sugar, that kind of stuff.
Awesome. Angie Cullingworth, co-founder and president of the Food Bridge Alliance, thank you so much for joining us and for your work. Best of luck at the Food Bridge Volley Fest. Folks, head to foodbridgealliance.ca for more information. Coming up after the break, another breath of fresh air. Carmi Levy joins us to walk through all the big tech stories of the day. You're listening to Tamara Cherry on The Evan Bray Show, 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.